Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Sometimes finding perfect symmetry in our lives is truly not necessary to find our happiness. The illusion that perfection exists is probably one of the greatest detriments that plagues us as humans. We seek the perfect body, the perfect relationship, perfect kids, perfect neighbors, the perfect job, the perfect house, the perfect car, the perfect friendship. We seek to be perfect as people, and we seek the perfect moment to take certain actions. But what is the standard for this perfection on all these things I just mentioned? Who defines them? And why do they get to define them for us? Symmetry, the quality of being made up of exactly similar parts facing each other or around an axis. Doesn't it not sound like the definition of how we seek perfection by basing it on others we seek to emulate? Because if we were basing the perfection on our own standards, we would quickly be able to set it as it would be set by each individual as they go, which means that this whole idea of I must look exactly like or have exactly what a certain person has would be non-existent. And if this was the case, happiness amongst us would be at its highest levels. Depression would be based on simply chemical imbalances in our brain for which we have no control over, and not be based on self-inflicted depression that many bring to themselves by trying to reach this made-up human symmetry. We humans are interesting for sure on how we go about life. When things are going so well, we take it up a notch on this insane perfection quest. We reach this pinnacle point where we do feel we have reached these levels of perfection, and with a snap of a finger, we bring it all down, simply because it now feels too perfect, and one can simply not be worthy of such greatness. So, what do? We look for more flaws, or we make up flaws to screw things up. It's like certain people are just addicted to misery or to simply being unhappy. I know that most believe that we humans need variation in our lives to be happy. I don't agree. I believe we have been conditioned that way so that we become the perfect consumers, always feeding the economic machine in pursuit of this imaginary perfect life. Experts estimate that the mind thinks about 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts a day. That is an average of 2,500 to 3,300 thoughts per hour. That is an incredible amount and an insane amount of brain computing. When used for good, positive things, we create amazing things. But unfortunately, it is more often used for negative thought processing. In a way, it is like many humans become the giant machine of negative thought producing factories. Something we can change, something we must change, but it starts with a decision to change. There is no escaping negative thoughts. They are wired in us from an evolutionary standpoint, as there used to be a point in which they were vital to our survival. And in today's age, we still need them to a certain extent, but we do not need them to the extent that they have consumed many people's lives. Yes, they are part of our DNA, but so is our ability to change them. And that we must do if we are to live a fulfilled and joyful life. It truly does start with a mere choice, a decision to no longer buy into this whole notion of perfection. It starts with fully accepting who we are and what we have. There are things we can change, and there are those we can't. We must focus on the ones we can. We must work around the ones we can't. Most importantly, we must accept the ones we can change and make peace with them. There are also ones that we can change, but at a great cost. You decide if the price is worth it. If it is, pay it. If it is not, move on and accept that it will stay that way and that it is okay. We need to stop comparing ourselves to these so-called perfect people we look up to. We have no idea what happens if you're behind closed doors, what they have to do in order to have what they have. We have no idea the demons they are battling in their minds. We have no idea if they are truly happy with the perfection they possess. Believe me, there is always more than what is shown at the surface, always. Those that are truly happy and at peace never need to show it or brag about it. They just are. The only person you need to compare yourself to each and every day is the person you see in the mirror. That person is your greatest competition and greatest ally. At the same time, make the person your only focus if you are to ever compare yourself to anything or anyone. A joyful life, I believe, starts with fully mapping out what it is that you want from life. asking yourself what really makes you happy and what makes you unhappy, then focusing on getting more of what makes you happy and avoiding the list of what does not. Perfect symmetry simply does not exist. It is nothing but an illusion designed by the consumerizing machine to keep you slave to it. An illusion that causes tremendous mental and physical pain. If you are to be happy, like truly happy, accept this. Focus on the real beauty of being you, because that is truly the beauty of thing, that there is only one of each one of us and no more. There will never be another you or me. We must use this to our advantage. Be you, do you, always. This is your power that no one can take away. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.